kind of funny little scene there, and well, the PO story of in the world of Jewel Road. Well, we can have it on the walks actually. So then one of them points and says, up here, now they are talking about the Gordian knot and the different branches, and we can show it in a more generic way so you understand that there's the same problem they had, we had as well. Why is it this always repeats? It's part of a bigger and interesting discussion, right? So here, based on actual information of facts here, it tells a story of how their Siksha Guru, Srila Prabhupada, so much this before he left the world, this world, he called him one of his brothers, one of his friends, so to say, saying, you know, my disciples, they are so neophyte. Even used to work like animals, fighting and like monkeys. Before, but clear enough. So then one of our walkers here stands. As you know, down here, the street on the ground is Earth. Today, well, you could say, but there's just ignorance. Disciples and the Prabhupada, where are they? Well, maybe here somewhere, and he puts knee height, or at best, he says. Because we thought we were something. Well, but then they, being Americans, being great disciples of the great Prabhupada, Kijai, they then think themselves to be up here somewhere. And all the others, including the friends and godbrothers of Prabhupada, are down here somewhere, maybe. Because we are disciples of Prabhupada, we are enlightened and empowered and authorized and all of that. We're carrying the real mission. And look at these others here, his friends and godbrothers. They tried to take over our movement. They came in saying things that maybe you should come over to our movement instead, because this other movement is falling apart. You can't say that, you're a demon. So that's the way it went, different variations. In other words, the usual way, splinter groups, this and that. Out of dissatisfaction, because everyone was actually pretty much a neophyte and did it wrong this way or that way. Now, it could have been done, and I think I say it can be done now, if it isn't already, and if it is, so much better. But yes, here is this branch, same mission, Chaitanya Sankirtan mission, but they have their ideas. Here's another one, they have their ideas. Here are the Ritviks, who want to consider everyone in its shape the disciple of Prabhupada. So they do that. And they will probably... get to the right path and gold. In their way, eventually, time, you know, truth prevails. So we don't even need to judge each other. That, yeah, you, maybe someone even took it that way when I said this. Now, yeah, let them understand that, of course, how wrong they are, that we were the right ones. But no, I include my own opinions and perspectives in that. And then so on, I say, but that means you're relativizing that we are the ones sit here and have understood the absolute truth, because there is an absolute truth, and that is instructions of our Guru Maharaj, the Jagat Param Guru. And this way it can go also. So it's interesting to kind of religious, sociologically study this movement. And there has been some studies done here in Sweden, actually, quite nicely, I think. Okay. Anyway, I'm on vacation. Hare Krishna.